Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Righteous Prick Podcast. I'm your host, J.L. Covan, and it is 11:57 a.m. Eastern on December 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. And if I don't sound well, it's because I am not well. But I'm here doing this podcast because if there's one thing you know about my comedy career, it is really, at this point, sort of an S&M experience. I gain some sort of pleasure somehow by just pursuing it and enduring the pain of it all. So thank you for being here to step on my comedic nutsack with a comedic stiletto heel, everybody. It's the day after Christmas, and I wish I was feeling more festive. The shoulder still hurts. The opioids are working, but I feel like I'm starting to just turn into a little bit of a zombie. Like, that's the only time I don't feel pain. But it's not as bad as the first night. The first night was really horrible. Now it's just sort of bad when the opioids aren't doing their job. But let's just start with show announcements. Obviously, a great Christmas present, belated Christmas present, would be for you to buy tickets to see me perform if I'm near you, and to tell every person you know within 100 miles that they must be at these shows. But I'm in Long Island on the 5th and the 6th. Did I say 5th and the 6th? First mistake. 6th and 7th. I'm in Long Island on the 6th and 7th at the Brokerage Comedy Club. Pittsburgh Improv, January 19th. I am at Chicago City Winery on February 7th. That's a big show, big venue, big show. Don't hesitate to buy tickets early and spread the word. What's after that? March 3rd, City Winery in Boston. I'll be back. And then the DC Improv, this March 19th. That's a Sunday. And then The Hateful Eighth. My next hour is March 31st and April 1st in New York City at the Triad Theater. I will have graphics and ticket links for that, you know, hopefully the first week of the new year. The DC Improv ticket link is not up yet, I don't think. And every other ticket link is up and available on my website. So hope to see some of you or all of you or many of you or one of you at any of those shows. Much appreciated. Probably not going to be a long episode today because it's... I don't feel great, and I did do a very fun episode on the Patreon, so if somebody gave you a Visa prepaid card or whatever and you want to spend some money, join the Patreon, a lot of videos up there. Kind of a failed experiment, I guess, but I'm happy that people have enjoyed what I've put out there. But, you know, when you consider how much money I could have made from these videos just going... like the Pence and the Mitch McConnell videos, that's probably hundreds of dollars of YouTube ads down the drain. But good podcast there as well. The live hangout, I'll put this up now just so people are reminded in case they are Patreons and they forget. The live hangout is tonight at 8:30. So if you're listening to this anytime after 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday, December 26th, you're out of luck. But I did a bonus episode on the Patreon this weekend, which just talked about my health issues, the car that ran over Cookie's leg the day after I had shoulder surgery. So it's been a not great week, obviously. And my top 10 movies of the year. So it is a very good, fun episode. I think I make a pretty eloquent defense for my choices on my top 10 list. Some are to be expected. Some are very unconventional, given what you may think you know about me. And a lot of some big name movies are left off the list completely. You know, just a reminder, if you're so inclined to join the Patreon to give it a chance, feel free. Like I said, it's been going since April, so there's a lot of videos that have been only available there. There's now 22 bonus podcasts, all of which are pretty damn good. The newest one is obviously my top 10 movies of the year and the health stuff. But it's Yeah, so I thank everybody who's been a member since April or joined later. Much appreciated. Like I said, I think I said last week, I finally have the contract for half blackface, which I should get a lawyer to look at it, but I'm also, you know, I don't want this to be the opioids talking, but I don't really care to a certain extent. Of course I care. It's been the saga of the last 14 months of my life, but there's a part of me that's just like, it's probably not going to sell. Like, because even a great work, I would have needed a lot of luck, and all I had was bad luck. And, you know, I'm sure people are going to see a special that begins with a talk of 2020 and go, this is very dated. And it kind of is. Obviously, I explain it in the special as being part of my origin story. So it's like, you've got to hear it. So I couch it in those terms, not like pretending like, hey, what did we all do during the pandemic? It's more like, I need to start my own story at the pandemic because of what happened. So it's a little different, but, you know, the industry is not one known for nuance and thoughtfulness. So, you know, I needed every advantage for this special to sell. And instead, I've been handed literally the opposite. I've been given every disadvantage. So at this point, I just kind of want to get it over with, get my payday, hope for the best, expect nothing but the worst. And hopefully, you know, I would hope all of you would buy it or watch it wherever it is. But I know that that's, for whatever reason, probably unlikely. So to those of you that are still looking forward to it, I think it delivers. And I hope, you know, January it's going to get shopped. So it's either going to be bought by somebody in January, or it'll probably be just up on some pay platform like iTunes or Amazon for a very reasonable amount of money in February. So, you know, what I wanted it to be out in Black History Month 2021. And sometimes God's hearing is just a little off. He must have heard me say 2023. I'm sorry, I wanted it to be out in February 2022 for a variety of reasons, but it looks like best case scenario, you'll be able to see it finally February 2023. And that's that. That will end a very, frankly speaking, upsetting and depressing chapter of my comedy career, which is not how I thought my pandemic rise would end, with like the worst experience of my comedy career, but that's what it is. And you move on. You know, like somebody getting married 2 months after their spouse gets brutally murdered. I guess this is my Peter Bogdanovich moment, because that's why I'm recording in March 31st and April 1st, because I've got a lot of good material and I just want to reclaim my space, my sanity, my comedy career from the kind of clutches of this awful half blackface experience. So hopefully you can make some of these shows. I'm going to be trying to get a lot more March shows lined up, and February, just either locally in the tri-state area or road gigs, whatever I have to do, because I just want to be real sharp and real good when I self-produce my eighth hour, which right now I'm sort of leaning towards Person of Height as a potential title. But you know, I gotta feel it, I gotta see what works, and then we'll come up with that stuff. So obviously, you know, good news is summer of 2023, you'll get more JL comedy. You know, you won't have to wait long for the next hour, because we've all waited so long for my, you know, ultimate hour. So that's done. I know it's a little bit of the drugs talking that are making me kind of drowsy and dopey. But all in all, just being done with half blackface will be a net positive for my mood, even though it's not what I want. And I'm going to take the righteous girlfriend to the Star Wars Hotel in Orlando, which is not cheap. But I told her when I'm done recording the eighth hour, I want to plan a vacation that involves no comedy, because, you know, that next hour is either just going to be the end of it, or a half blackface miracle will have happened, and I'll be on a different path in comedy that I don't foresee. But, you know, hey, strange things happened in 2020, so maybe strange things will happen again. But if they don't, I just felt like it was important to just immediately book a nice vacation that has nothing to do with comedy, you know, as just a clean break from this, what will have been a nightmarish 16-month experience. So, yeah, that's the next few months. I hope my shoulder feels better. I will say this on a humorous note for those of you that do listen to the podcast regularly. Was it Christmas Mass yesterday? Hobbled in there with a sling and almost had the person put the Eucharist on my mouth, but I was like, no, I don't do that. I don't put Jesus's man meat in my mouth. I'm doing a hand job at best. You got to drop it in my gimpy hand and I'll scoop it out with the right hand and place it in my mouth like a lady. But he was like, the priest at the end of Mass was just like, he said that the two music directors were leaving. And I was just like, and one of them is that the organ player that I had talked about like months ago, where I was like, low key, hot Filipina organ player at my church. I was like, just subtly hot, but she's got music talent. She's nice. It's just, I was like, and then I had all these jokes about church. Like, hey, I don't need a separate room for babies. Just put the hot women in a separate room so I can be fully spiritual. A baby crying, that's nature. But a shapely woman in a form-fitting dress at church, that's heathen shit. And I don't need to see that when I'm trying to say my prayers. But I just thought, did I jinx it? Did the jail jinx just get the organ player to go, I got to go somewhere else. There's an evil spirit looming. I live next door to my church. So it was like she might have just been playing that organ that whole time and just been like, there's an evil spirit somewhere. I need to move to another town in New Jersey and play this holy music outside the presence of this unholy spirit that I feel. So I don't even know if there's a, and the music director is kind of an operatic singer, and she's the internet one might refer to her as a pog. So we're losing, you know, a strong pog and a low-key Filipina hottie. So is there even a reason to go to church anymore? I mean, God has been sending me these signs all the time. Like, hey, God, should I keep doing comedy? Well, JL, what if I create an entirely new book of the Bible dedicated to the destruction of your comedy career? Will that be enough of a sign, my son? Yes, Father. I will quit. And it's like, but Father, I can still find comfort in church, right? Well, what if by merely uttering complimentary words about this attractive songbird playing the organ at church, what if I take that away? Well, then what am I even going to church for? For prayers? For peace? For thanks? For thanksgiving? No. So that's it. God has officially told me to stop doing comedy and stop going to church, guys. So it's some real revelations, some Book of Revelations level shit right now going on in Bloomfield, New Jersey. But she will be missed. I will continue going to church. I will. My first prayer of the new year will be like, can we get another hot organ player? Amen. But when I say amen, God has a sense of humor and he'll probably be like a hot man. He'll be like, oh, JL, I thought you said a man. So we got this very handsome male organ player. Is that not what you meant? God, you witty son of a bitch. So, yeah, not the greatest Christmas. I mean, I spent it with the righteous girlfriend's entire family, which was very pleasant. I ate to my heart's content and had some nice brisket, had many servings of dessert. But other than that, shoulder pain, emotional pain over the music shakeup at my church. But other than that, we're just back where we began when this year began. Actually, when this year began, isn't this funny? In 1 year, when this year began, I was sitting on the greatest special of all time, and less than 2 months from an appearance on the show Billions. So, forgive me if I just felt confident that 2022 was going to be my year. But as it turns out, what the year had more in store for me. It had knee surgery. It had shoulder surgery. It had two fuck-ups on two special tapings. And what it didn't have was a special. And it also took all six of my albums off of streaming. So if you want to hear a happy-go-lucky, if you want to hear a really good episode and just more fun, go check out the Patreon. For $4 a month, you get access to everything except the live hangouts. It's probably going to be a price shakeup in the new year just to reflect my apathy and my fan base's complete apathy. But I don't, you know, what I didn't want to do was feel like I was taking too much money. I mean, it's $4 and $7. I don't think it's too much money, especially since I've kind of lost money overall on Patreon. But I don't like feeling like I'm exploiting, even close to exploiting, like fans who really like my stuff. Like, why should they have to suffer if no one else does? So I'll probably be lowering the price in January or February at the latest. But obviously, I just, you know, let's all fingers crossed for Half Blackface that it finally, you know, doesn't arrive stillborn. And I think that's it. Yeah, this is a show. I mean, I'm on opioids and just sort of, you know, holiday malaise. But I'm gonna go and sit on the couch, and I've been watching the Lord of the Rings series on Amazon. I'm three episodes. It's only 8 episodes, but each episode is like a mini movie. They're like 70 minutes each. So I've been taking one a day, like a multivitamin, and it's okay. It's like I do tend to enjoy it if I'm fully hopped up on opioids, not like some goofy drug joke, but just kind of like, hey, I'm just more relaxed, and I get to just sort of bask in the effects and the nice scenery. And, you know, I have to rewind it all the time because I'm like dozing off and fading away. But it's good. I think it's good for this kind of lazy week. You know, I don't have to be in a rush to crush all this can't. So, yeah. And I guess just to give you guys a preview of 2023, outside of obviously the new taping, so you can expect something from me hopefully in February, and then the follow-up quickly thereafter in like June, July. But I'm going to be writing sketches like I always do, and I'm either going to work on a full-length script or a book. That'll be my project. That and both of those, either one of those, can go forward without a thriving comedy career or even a comedy career at all. But you know, maybe I could write a funny memoir about this, and like I've always predicted, the person who plays me in a movie will become a world famous comedian. But I will, you know, just be that trivia question, like, oh, you know, he was the real Jean-Francois. Like, that's, they'll have to change my name in the movie, like, yeah, no, the real Jean-Francois, he was funny, but he was very miserable. You know, he became addicted to surgeries. No, I don't know. But I guess that's it. This is more of a check-in. So to thank you all for listening this year. If you're so inclined, if you got some extra money over the holidays and you feel like splurging on a little bit extra, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good stuff on the Patreon. And I guess that's it. I don't think I have anything else to push. I'm going to be hiring a lawyer soon to investigate my albums and getting them back on the internet. So it's, I'll be glad to, I'm usually not one of those people who's like, what a shit year. Like even 2020, when people are like, was this the worst year ever? I'm like, well, a lot of people died. I lost my uncle, but I had the greatest year of my comedy career. So it's like, the bad was horrible, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't all bad. Like the year my father died, I had no thriving comedy career. So that's like a worse year objectively. But 2022, I really think was kind of, you know, it started, like, it's so weird, to be honest. It started off, I'm sitting on this special. I got a tour of the country lined up. I'm on Billions. My mom beats breast cancer to like start the fucking year. Like, that's fucking amazing. And as I'm right, like, so 2022 seemed like, and obviously my mom beats breast cancer, that trumps everything, but you don't listen to hear for like my personal saga and perspective. You listened for the highs and lows of fucking stand-up comedy. But, you know, on just that scale, obviously my mom beating cancer for a second time and being on Billions, like, put it in perspective, yeah, this year overall was still a net plus in so many ways, but it's just hard for me as a in the comedian space to look past that it was also, it may have been a highlight year in terms of entertainment for me that wasn't related to stand-up comedy, and it was obviously a great personal year when my mom seemed to be really in bad shape, and, you know, she sort of just, she beat it by luck, by intensity, by medical intervention, all of the above. She beat it, but, you know, comedically speaking, I think this is probably the worst year of my 19 years doing stand-up comedy because of what was at stake and how it was destroyed through no fault of my own. I did my job, and I did my job better than I've ever done my job before. I loved going to Utah. You know, that's sort of emblematic, I think. I loved going to Utah. I met some really great fans, really great fans, like really engaged, really friendly people who've kept up, who've joined Patreon, like you know who I'm talking to, engage on Twitter. They love the fact that I'm a jazz fan. And I got to do, you know, like 17 minutes on the Utah Jazz in Utah. And I had a great trip out there as part of my whole tour of the country that I was miraculously able to put together myself. And but the flip side of that is I didn't sell a lot of tickets. So I don't know if I'm ever going to play there again without some bigger boost to my career, which obviously I was hoping Half Blackface would be and could be. But so it's, there's a lot of positives, and but they always seem kind of followed by negatives. And maybe that's just the way life is, but that's certainly the way my stand-up career is. But even with all the positives and all the great experiences, you know, it's very hard for this year to be anything less, removing my mom's cancer aside. From a comedy standpoint, it's hard to look at this as anything but the worst year of my career, because I did what I set out to do. And it failed. And people failed me. And on the most important thing that I had. So it's just hard to like have perspective entertainment-wise. Yes, I was on Billions, but you know, that didn't get me a manager. It didn't get me so much as a blip of any notice from anybody. Maybe I was just mediocre on the show. I don't know. But I would like to think that if I had representation, they would have been on the phone the next day getting me auditions to play finance bro douches on two or three different shows. Maybe I don't get anything from those, but it would have just been nice to be able to get action going. But I you know, I haven't ever been able to get action going on my career. And so Half Blackface, I think you're really going to enjoy it. I think, you know, hopefully, you know, when that comes out, and then we can release the album also. So I know the diehard fans will be able to hear both sets. You know, one of the best shows I've ever done. And then on the album, you'll hear the best show I've ever done. But then it's time to bury it. You know, unfortunately, it's when that comes out, it's going to be more like a wake or a funeral where it's like, okay, now we move on with the rest of our lives, or the rest, if we're lucky enough, the rest of our comedy career, or the rest of our entertainment endeavors, if that leads to me writing a book, which I just assume I'll have to self-publish. But I say good riddance to 2022, at least as this podcast is concerned, you know, because the main focus is obviously comedy and my stand-up career and my ups and downs. I say good riddance to the worst year of my career, which is, that's just how overpowering the special fuck-ups and the disappearance of my albums. I mean, there's just no way to sort of overstate. You know, I did one bonus episode on Patreon like a while back when I watched the movie American Underdog with Zach Levy as Kurt Warner. It's on Hulu. I love that movie. As I've said before, it's wholesome without being corny, and it's just a great drama and very inspirational without being sort of some hokey irritating sort of mediocre Christian film. And I say that like in italics, meaning like a Kirk Cameron or a Kevin Sorbo piece of shit movie. It's really good. And my shoulder's fucking killing me, sorry. But when I watch that movie, and I do think that's a good episode, like if you missed it, if you are a Patreon subscriber and you missed it, or if you become a Patreon subscriber in addition to just checking out the videos and some of the, you know, the top 10 movie episode, go scroll back for American Underdog. I think it was like bonus episode 9 or something. And that movie scared me. It made me feel so good, but it scared me because I kind of put myself arrogantly in Kurt Warner's shoes or cleats. And he was somebody of such seemingly good character and faith that, like, he believed in himself, but his belief in himself didn't destroy his ability to be a good man and keep striving and prioritize things in his life like family. But he really wanted it. And he knew he was good. And I just watched that movie and I kept thinking, Kurt Warner is an NFL Hall of Famer. He's a two-time league MVP. He is a Super Bowl champion. And it took so much struggle and luck for him to just make an NFL team. And you just sort of go, some people would say, oh, isn't that great? He persevered. And I, like, the pessimist in me looks at that and goes, but how? How did he get missed so much? And how did he have the mental strength or the character to, like, not be justifiably cynical and give up? Because he wasn't some marginal talent. He went to a smaller school, but he got tryouts for NFL teams. And then he had to go to the Arena League football, which he thought was beneath him, which it was. But he just kind of followed that path, all the while being like a kind of strong father figure to like stepkids. And it was just, I think he really is. I know some people can get turned off by like the Christian stuff, but I really think he is a walk the walk type dude. I think he just comes off as obviously somebody of really great character because he looks the part of an NFL quarterback. He's a big strapping dude with a lot of talent, and yet he kept getting passed over. And the lesson that I think they want you to take from the movie is like, look at that. He persevered. He was a good man and good things happened. But what I look at is I go, how dumb are fucking people? This is a guy, he didn't show up and was like, hey, you know what, he's a slightly above average player. Like, I'm glad we took a chance on him. No. You on the ninth try, the NFL finally got him a job and he became a Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl champion. Like, that's like a lot of people missed horrifically on him. And there's lots of stories of that, but it's not just like, oh, he got drafted late or he met. No, his whole career was in the balance. His ability to even play in the NFL was in the balance because nobody was giving him a chance. And then you look at him and go, wow, I guess somebody was right to give him a chance since he's a Hall of Famer and MVP. And sometimes I look at my comedy career and I realize the chances, whether some are my fault or my stubbornness or whatever, but they don't happen. Like, I've missed a lot of chances, have just not happened for me. But it was with that sort of idea that I wanted to hire a publicist and have Half Blackface come out when I was on Billions, because I thought, what if I have to make my one chance? Like, what if nobody is going to give me the opportunity? What if I have to make it? The 2020 video was luck. That was like luck, and I'm grateful for it, and I met a lot of annoying people, but also a lot of really great comedy fans and really strong supporters that I'm deeply grateful for. But that was luck, and luck doesn't seem to happen to me often in this business, so I said I got to make my own luck. So first things first, let's make a great special. Let's make an undeniable special. I do that. Then I say, let me pair this. I don't want Billions to die on its own. I don't want Billions to be the 12th thing in my career that just sits there like an isolated little data point. I want it to be something that I build off of. And I said, what better way to build off of that than to get a publicist and have a hot special and pair those as like, hey, remember Trump guy? And I know I've said this to you guys before, but I tried to make it happen. I tried to take all the lessons and bitterness from my career and make something positive and say, I got to make my own luck. It's not going to happen. I was lucky to have a lucky algorithm thing happen in 2023. That ain't happening again. The odds are that isn't happening again. So I tried to make my own luck, and I did. I did every part that I could, but everything else that wasn't in my control didn't just sort of go normally. It went like a disaster. And, you know, I just don't know that I'm going to have my Kurt Warner chance. If you know what I mean. Like, I don't know if I'm going to ever get another chance to, like, have that fateful moment where I get everything in line and get to prove myself. And that's difficult to process because it's just difficult to process. Because, you know, what if somebody, you know, I would make an alternative history of the Kurt Warner movie that would be like a caveat to everybody who passed on him. Like, what if you made a movie about Kurt Warner where he didn't make the NFL? And he's just a kind high school coach or a low-level college quarterbacks coach. And maybe he makes a nice living and he's still a good man and he makes the most of that. But we'd all be left wondering, like, wow, we really fucked that up. Like, a lot of people fucked up what should have been. But we just sort of see the inspirational story at the end. So that's why I say good riddance to 2022, despite some very great personal news in my family, despite, you know, making it through healthy, another year healthy through the pandemic, despite a couple surgeries. Despite meeting a lot of great fans, like on my kind of first and maybe only headlining tour, I got to meet a lot of great people. Many of you listen to this podcast and you are appreciated. You spent real money to and hopefully I delivered real quality in exchange. But it just feels like 2022 was this singular moment. And I know that's self-defeating. You can't think like that, Jay, but let's be realistic. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. Let's just be realistic. I have no auditions lined up for shows. Billions is a hit show. I got a once in a career moment, especially as a non-actor, to be on a hit show. And I had one take to do a special, and it was the greatest show of my life. And those all feel like, you know, seizing the moment kind of things. Carpe diem. But it didn't work out, and I just, it's tough. So the point being, 2023, we bury half blackface, which is a weird thing to say since it's just being born after, you know, 16 months in the womb. I'm like, congratulations, it's a boy. Now can we do the funeral rites? But that's what I need to do, either for my comedy career or for my own mental state. Let's just get this out. Hopefully it does well or pulls off a miracle for me. But if it doesn't, I will reclaim my time, as Maxine Waters said, with The Hateful Eighth. And that'll be me self-producing it. I hope you can make it. I hope you can make some of these shows around the country that I'm doing right now. Still trying to add more. But I hope you guys had good years. I hope your 2023s are even better if you did have a good year. And if your 2022 stunk, well, let's all fucking turn it around in 2023. So thank you. Happy Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, and I will see you next year. How about that? CUNY! We just went from cunt to CUNY. How about that? Isn't that a nice upgrade already? Look at the positivity. We went from a nasty word to describe a woman to a public university in New York City. So, from cunt to CUNY. That's going to be the title of the memoir I write in 2023. Not really, but funny, vulgar. Bye-bye, guys.